It's a download here in 720 WGN. I am Justin Kaufman, and it's time to carry out. All right, here are today's top stories. Trade war! Trade war! Since yesterday, the markets have reacted to the president's proposal to slap a tariff on foreign steel. In doing so, the EU today said if Trump does that, then they're going to slap a tariff on things like bourbon and blue jeans and orange juice and rice and corn and pretty much everything that America produces and so on and so forth till we lose that nice little weekly bump in our paychecks because everything now will cost more. But can I play devil's advocate here real quick? Hear me out. If the Dow is at record levels, highest it's ever been, right? Wouldn't this be the time for the president to approach tariffs and writing what he says has been unfair trade deals in this country for years? If the market reacts and we lose, say, I don't know, 1,000 points, 2,000 points, we're still over 20,000. So it seems like the right time to start a trade war. Or, I don't know, if you're mad. And chance of USA, USA, right before a midterm. They never hurt, right? Except the people that are chanting, but that's here nor there. Speaking of war, I was busy yesterday watching the Cats lose to Penn State in the Big Ten tournament, but did I read this right? That Russian leader Vladimir Putin bragged of a nuclear weapon that could avoid our defenses and blow up Florida? Really? And this was unprompted? Oh, snap. No, you didn't. I'm sure Trump plugged his phone in to get as much juice as he could for his epic Twitter rant. Kim Jong-un is child's play. Let's open it up right now. Haven't looked in a minute. So trade war, trade war, trade war. Alex Baldwin, mediocre trade war. What? Nothing? He didn't say anything? Come on. Even you, the most ardent Trump fan listening right now, even you, you got to be confused on why Trump hasn't said anything about a foreign leader saying he would blow up Florida. Mar-a-Lago. Nothing? I don't know, man. Also, the Georgia State Legislature took away fuel tax breaks to Delta after the airline said that they were discontinuing the NRA member discount. And today, Delta revealed that they've only sold 13 tickets that were discounted. That's it. All of this hoo-ha over 13 tickets, which is probably less than $1,000. I don't even know what to say about it. I really don't even know what the joke is. It's kind of like Life of Brian, I guess. But we should have the right to have babies. Yeah, but we're men, we can't have babies. But we should have the right to. It's ridiculous. Boy, oh boy, the city keeps stepping in it over the case of the police shooting of Quintonio LeGuerre back in 2015. Do you see this? This was the same case where the city went to sue the family for the son's wrongful death, which Emmanuel then apologized for. Now it's come out that during the civil trial, city lawyers asked LeGuerre's mom if she was a prostitute. I'm not a lawyer, but the little I've learned on the street is that question's not a good question to ask anybody ever, right? The city can't win on this one. They just keep stepping in it. What else here? Did I read this right? The Wrigley Building is for sale, the Wrigley Building right here on Michigan Avenue, for $200 million. The owners bought the building for $60 million back in 2011. That's 7 years ago. I mean, Chicago is appreciating, don't get me wrong, but by $140 million? I hope it goes through, though. And they get the cash just so I can list my townhome for 800% more than I bought it for. Hey, don't look at me. Look at the Wrigley Building. It ruined the whole market. And I've got granite countertops. What's it got? This Sunday's a big one for the state of Indiana. For the first time, the state will allow liquor stores to sell booze on Sundays. Yep, and that's our news report for 1929. Next up is something up with the stock market. And we feature a new bread line that's all the rage in Bucktown. And the Cubs, it's been over 20 years since they won a World Series. Probably next year. Yeah. In weather, nice day compared to what's going on in Boston and the Northeast, as I like to say. In sports, let's start with the only winner we have right now, and that's the Ramblers of Loyola University Chicago. They beat Northern Iowa today in the first round of the Missouri Valley Conference in St. Louis. It's called Arch Madness. See what they did there. The Ramblers sit at 26-5, probably one win away from getting a nod to the big dance. They win two more and they're automatically in. Last year was Northwestern's year. This year, Loyola. Gosh, wouldn't it be great if the local teams could do it all at once, though? Does it really have to be one team and that's it? the Illini, DePaul, Northwestern, Truman College, anybody. Of course, the Ramblers play the only other Illinois team with a chance, Bradley. Oh, come on. Ain't that a kick in the... Let's move on to the Bears. Even though the new NFL season, i.e. free agency, doesn't begin for a couple weeks, more and more names are being floated as possible targets to join the team. The Bears have $80 million in cap space, so they better not miss or do this. You know, we're signing a blocking tight end for one season. Must be, you know, thrifty. He's going to get $250 plus base. You know, none of that. I want, forget thrifty. Thrifty got us 5-11. Spend foolishly, right? The Miami Dolphins wide receiver Jarvis Landry wants out. And I guess Honey Badger, the safety in Arizona, he's unhappy. Boom, snatch him up too. And then get the corner from the Patriots, Malcolm Butler, who was benched during the Super Bowl. Then get that tight end Jimmy Graham. And then draft that Notre Dame guard and a couple linebackers who can rush the passers. Did I just fix the Bears? I think I just fixed the Bears. What else? The Blackhawks play the Kings tomorrow. The Bulls play the Mavericks now. In spring training news, White Sox GM Rick Hahn was on Cochran this morning. He said star phenom Lewis Robert was cleared to play after getting tagged hard in the head the other day. Ouch. Not a great spring training health-wise for the young Sox. Jake Berger out for the year. Eloy Jimenez out for a couple more games with knee soreness. Now Robert gets hit in the head. All right. You know what? None of these guys play anymore this spring. We know what they can do. A ton of Tyler Saladino for the rest of the month. That's it. He can play all four infield positions. We're ready for opening day. Cubs manager Joe Maddon's tinkering again. Today he had Jason Hayward lead off. I love it. I don't know what Hayward's on-base percentage is. It's probably terrible, but he's definitely not excelling in any sort of cleanup role, so I don't know. He could be Fowler-like. Why not? I like it. Also, I'd like to go on record saying that I don't like what baseball is doing to Jake Arrieta. I know that he wants more years than he should, but he should get it. Just for, I don't know, just for being Jake Arrieta. Like, I feel bad. I'm not a big Cubs fan, but that dude was a big part of not just the Cubs, but Major League Baseball for 2 or 3 years. He was the face. And now they don't want to pay him. He's a free agent. No team. The Nationals have said, well, we're backing off Jake Arrieta. That's the big news today. I can't wait till the Nationals get beat in the playoffs when Gio Gonzalez gives up 6 runs in the first so I can go, ha-ha, should have given Arrieta 5 years. You're stuck on 4. And there's other people who say, oh, well, why doesn't Arrieta? No. You know how much money they gave Steven Strasburg? What's he ever done? Arrieta's a World Series champ. All right, I'm done. In fantasy baseball news, though, I've already mock drafted 15 times. It's an essential part of being a back-to-back champion, people. 4-time champion in 10 years. The key to all of it, Matt Holliday. Just throwing it out there. That's what you got to do. And finally tonight, Uber is having so much success with Uber Pool, their cheapest ride-sharing option, that's offering up a new option that's even cheaper. Yep. Now you'll have the option of Uber X, Uber Pool, and Uber calls 3 times and then cancels, and then you still get charged for the ride. It's a working title. Not to be outdone, Lyft is also offering a cheaper alternative. It's called Just Meet Me at My House. Rideshare humor. That's the carryout for March 2nd, 2018. It's March, so it's time for corned beef. We're making one huge pot. It's going to last the entire month, so get it while it's fresh. Literally. All right, coming up, infrastructure with Mary Sue Barrett from the Metropolitan Planning Council. At 8 o'clock, we reload this week's news with Amanda Vinicky and Tina Svondelis. Great show tonight. It's a download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.